the glass comes with bad luck, but it eventually will pass. Till then I'll try to find safety behind. It's not you, I need someone who's more kind.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, thanks for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell, and we have an hour of music for you. This is a track show, and I've collected some songs from across Canada, new ones and some old ones. I'll start out with some old ones, actually, because I was browsing the interwebs and saw a couple of artists that I thought I would pull out some tunes for. One is Lenny Gallant, an acquaintance here in Halifax. Well, he actually lives over on PEI, I guess, but and Rose Cousins. So here's a track. Acquaintance of ours, Mr. Lenny Gallant, and he's got Rose Cousins singing on here, and this is an older tune from 2018 or something. It is called Time Travel.
Thing that pulls me like I'm on a turning tide. I drift so far away, then I'm drawn back to your side. A weary voice, a breath of wind, a freezing on my skin. That moment when the ice cracks just enough to let you in. Spirits of old, something familiar stirs in my soul. Blood and soul, what I can still hear. Thank you. blood and salt water, spirits of old. Something familiar stirs in my soul.
Never spent the night in jail. Might have smoked a couple of times, but no one saw me inhale. Never out with the in crowd. Don't swallow no pills. I try to pay my bills. And I've never slung my fist in a barroom fight. Don't terrorize my neighbors in the middle of the night. No clouds of controversy to darken my days. No tragic twist of fate. I've been keeping. Ooh, still water runs deep. So if you're digging in the dirt, I'll be coming up clean. 'Cause you get nothing, nothing on me. No closet full of skeletons or ex-wives on my back. Take nothing but oysters for an aphrodisiac. And underneath my clothes, no regrettable tattoos. But even if I wouldn't show you, never stole from the kitty, never beat up my dog. No incriminating rumors about an inside job. I could throw you in my hat to the political ring, but I should probably just sing. Ooh, it's a secret I've been keeping. Still water runs deep. So if you're digging in the dirt, I'll be coming up clean. 'Cause you got nothing, nothing on me. Well, it sure feels good. Get it off my chest, this admission of innocence that I've just confessed. And the lesson I've learned from all my disgrace, it's in the past and I can't erase. Ooh, it's a secret I've been keeping. Ooh, still water runs deep. So if you're digging in the dirt, I'll be coming up clean. 'Cause you got nothing, nothing on me.
And that is the unmistakable voice of Dave Gunning, Nova Scotian, and that track is called Nothing on Me, of course, and it was released in 2019. Sounded like Jamie Robinson playing along with him, along with some other folks. We have coming up a brand new song, new to me for sure, by Leanne Lightfoot, a woman out of Alberta, my home province from years ago. This track is called She's Your Whiskey.
She's the darkness and light at the end of the night, salt in the taste of your tears. She'll hold you and charm you and whisper things untrue, riding the edge of your fears.
She's your whiskey and I know I can't compete. She's your whiskey and you know she lies and she cheats. And there's nothing, no, nothing, no pushing over. False-hearted love, time after another, she'll leave you face down on bed. And I've tried and I've tried, knowing deep down inside, but my cup runneth over with dread. She's your whiskey and I know I can't compete. She's your whiskey and you. Pushing our love and free. Now I lay down beside you, a shadow. From the pain at the end of this long race, I'm still holding last place. The demons still calling your name. She's your whiskey and I know I can't compete. She's your whiskey and you know she lies and she cheats. And there's nothing, no, nothing, no.
Certain. try your best to be the person that you need and not somebody else. But it's hard to find your bearings sometimes when you do it all by yourself. It's bittersweet to hear the words you wanted to hear back then, but now you don't need. It hurts to hear you grew up well from the man who was supposed to raise me. My family will implore me, ask me to understand, but I don't know if I can, 'cause I never knew the man. I never knew the man.
That is I Never Knew the Man by Kenny Gian. Kenny is from Calgary, Alberta, another Albertan in the crowd. And I think we'll take a short pause while we reload. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Egg Salad, a brand new release from local jazz musician Oscar Evans. This is an original jazz composition mixing Brazilian rhythms with classic American swing styles. A bold and funky musical exploration featuring some of Kingston's finest jazz players. Catch Oscar literally everywhere and anywhere in Kingston and keep up with the latest by following him on Instagram at Oscar Mayfield Evans. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Egg Salad by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pickles. Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome to the show. Welcome to CFRC. Welcome to Half Hour of Comedy. If you're interested in listening to more of Absolutely Frivolous, you can always go to CFRC.ca and check out the archives page. There's tons of info there. CFRC is over 100 years old, and it's an amazing little station. I say little, but honestly, we're pretty far-reaching. And we like to support stuff around Kingston and the surrounding areas. The long weekend is coming up. I was going to tell you about things on the long weekend, but actually I'm going to tell you about things on Thursday because I feel like a lot of people will still be in town, and there's a few things that are going on that are going to be a lot of fun. So, if you're interested, Stories in the Square begins at 10:30 a.m. in the City Hall Amphitheater. Join the Kingston Frontenac Public Library for a joyful morning of stories, songs, and fun. This is a free drop-in event, and it's perfect for children of all ages. So head on down there if you're interested on Thursday, July 31st. They're also going to do a chef demo, which features Black Dog Tavern in Springer Market Square from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. A chef will prepare a dish using locally sourced ingredients with $2 samples available after the demo. You can also go to the Domino Theater on Thursday night on the 31st from 7:30 to 9:45. You can catch Merrily We Roll Along. This is a youth-led musical which runs from July 31st to August 9th and follows a trio of friends in reverse through their careers and their relationships. Tickets are $22 to $28 and available via their website or the door. So go to Domino Theater here in Kingston, their website, to get more information. And finally, of course, our usual Thursday Movies in the Square, which continues in Springer Market Square. And this week they're showing The Princess Diaries. Bring your own lawn chair and settle in for the free film starting at dusk. Lots going on here. Lots going on at the station, too. We're opening up some of our applications, I guess is the best word for it, for some of our September internship and work study positions. Go to CFRC.ca, and the 2025 to 2026 applications are now available. Tons of information. If you go to Queen's University and you would like an internship or you would like a work-study program to help supplement maybe some income while you are studying, this is a great place to work, and it looks so good on a resume. Everybody's always impressed if you've worked here at CFRC. I'm not lying. It's true. Okay, but we're always about comedy here at Absolutely Frivolous. I only have one comedian today, and if you are a lover of dad jokes, and I know you are because you listen to the show, hopefully, if you're a lover just like myself of dad jokes, you're going to really like Andy Huggins. I've bleeped out what I could if he swore a couple of times, but this older gentleman, Ooh, he has some funny ones that I think I will repeat in the future for sure. If I have misbleeping or if there is perhaps something that you find offensive that Andy says, we apologize in advance here at CFRC and Absolutely Frivolous. Again, that's not our intention to offend anyone. And we do our very best to avoid that. But if we have offended you, please accept our sincerest and heartfelt apologies. Here is Andy. He is the Artful Codger on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I thought I'd start off my act with two new facts I learned today. One, an edible is nothing like a Lunchable. And metrosexual is it two people screwing on the bus. My new hearing aids are great. I can now hear the safe word. New watch will tell me how many steps I've taken today. 47. No wonder I'm tired. As far as social media goes, you can follow me on the bulletin board at Kroger's. Or my chart. Speaking of which, because of my bad back, I've had several MRIs, and it's been determined that I have thin bones, and as it happens, Thin Bones is also my gangster name. Because of my thin bones, I'm very unsteady when I walk. I own the fucking sidewalk. People step aside for Thin Bones. My fingers are no longer nimble. I can't, if I'm pissed off at somebody, I can't give them the finger. Instead, I give them the claw. I'm a worrier. I worry about everything. I worry about dying young. I'll go to hell. A con man got me so confused, I gave him all my banking information. He took one look at my account and put money in. I bought a new bed, and according to the instructions, it can bear no more than 250 pounds. So when I ask women how much they weigh, I'm just practicing safe sex. I saw a beautiful lady, and without thinking, I blurted out, "Oh my God, you're beautiful." And she blurted out, "Oh my God, get out of the ladies' room." I have an inner child, but I don't think it's mine. I fell asleep in my swivel chair and dreamed I was a tornado. I'm a player. Mostly checkers. Sometimes till 7 in the evening. Long time ago, I was in bed with a cheerleader, and she whispered in my ear, "Give me the D." I whispered in her ear, "D," then waited for the next letter. The airport here in San Diego has a lactation room, and I didn't know what lactation meant when I went in the first time. I live in Houston, Texas, and about a month ago we had one of our very infrequent snowfalls. Spectacular. I enjoyed it. I made a snow angel? Yeah, I fell over backwards and couldn't get up. In about 3 weeks, I'm going to Europe to do some shows. Very excited about that. The first city will be Amsterdam, which I'm told has a lot of drugs, which I don't do, and a lot of sex workers. I swear to God, I'll jump.
I swear to God. I ain't kidding.
Sorry. My butt is shrinking. You can't tell, but right now I'm twerking. Last night I sat on the toilet, slipped right in. I told someone to kiss my ass. He said, "Where is it?" I exercise. I start every morning with 10 minutes of coughing in place, followed by 15 minutes of CPR. A friend on Facebook suggested I get a bicycle. That friend's been blocked. I've quit a lot of bad habits in my life. With the help of nicotine gum, I was able to quit the patch. And with the help of cigarettes, I was able to quit nicotine gum. I'm not on Twitter, but I will stop people on the street and tell them they're not interested in. That's hashtag where are you going, hashtag I'm not done talking. Hashtag catch these hands. I'm not into sexting, but I will stop people on the street and show them they're not interested in. That's hashtag don't call the cops. Hashtag I'm begging you, please don't call the cops. I was on the internet earlier researching my family history. Turns out I'm Scotch-Irish on my mom's side, Scotch and soda on my dad's. I'm a recovering alcoholic, 36 years sober. I was a quiet drunk. Some people would say passed out. The haters. One night I got drunk and passed out in a neighbor's front yard. When I came to, I was part of a yard sale. The great love of my life, I met in a bar. We met when I fell off my bar stool. She was already on the floor. But I did quit doing drugs in 1985. I wanted to focus on my drinking. So now, no alcohol. No alcohol. What I drink now, my favorite drink is Red Bull and Metamucil. If you want to order one, it's called Sex on the Beach My Ass. The last woman I had a relationship with, didn't last that long, I don't guess. Her name was Laura. We didn't have enough in common. Laura likes to go dancing. I like to stomp my foot till I get some feeling back. I would use the phrase ahead of schedule. Laura preferred the word premature. Of course, we had to go to Facebook, change our relationship status. I have it's complicated. Laura has no, it ain't. We met in a grocery store. My mind was wandering. Accidentally bumped into Laura. Laura got annoyed, said, "WTF." Said, "No, AARP. For our first date, we went out to dinner, or as Laura called it, lunch. Our first night together was a disaster. Laura believes in the zombie apocalypse, and I forgot to tell her I sleepwalk. I wanted to be fair with Laura, so I told her I was older than I looked. She said, "That's not possible." I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the sex was great. The bedroom could get noisy. I'd be yelling, "Sweet Jesus." Laura would yell, "God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The nurse would yell, "Clear." Laura loved role-playing in the bedroom. Once for four nights in a row, she was a different golden girl. One night she was a Catwoman, and I was Batman. Whoa. Well, Alfred. A couple of nights later, she was Jackie Kennedy, and I was Alfred. In my favorite bit of role-playing, Laura did a strip tease while I yelled at her to get off my front yard. Laura slept on camouflage pajamas, slept in camouflage pajamas on camouflage bed sheets. Instead of foreplay, I had to go on reconnaissance. Didn't always go well in the bedroom. Laura didn't hesitate to let me know. One morning I woke up and my body was outlined in chalk. There were pennies in my eyes. Laura got pissed when we broke up. I don't own a car, so she keyed a Metro bus. So now I'm on the lookout for a rich widow woman. I want to spend my twilight years with some lady's geezer toy. A geezer toy is like a boy toy, but with shorter hours. A lady asked me if I wanted to participate in a polyamorous relationship, which involves multiple partners. I said, "Sure, but we're going to need name tags." I will pay anybody $50,000. To find me a lady friend. Now she has to be kind, she has to be fun, and she has to be wealthy, because I'm going to owe somebody $50,000. I have one sex toy. Y'all heard that too? Don't be f***ing with the old man. I have one sex toy, a referee's whistle. I use it to stop play. I love phone sex. Hello? Is your grandma home? No, I don't want to leave a message. Okay, let's do this. This is I look at this to see what time it is, so I know how long I've been on stage, so I know when to get off. Here's the problem. If you don't look at the goddamn thing before you come on stage, then 10:37 doesn't mean jack shit. My smart watch. I also have a smart phone. The other day I got so pissed off at my phone, almost threw it against the back wall. And here's how crazy angry I was. I asked Siri if she had any last words. She did. She said I didn't have the balls. I didn't. Once I spent 3 minutes looking for my phone while I was talking on it. And the idiot I was talking to was no help. He said, do you want me to call you? I was talking to my neighbor Barton today, a gentleman about my age, and he was telling me some bull story about being at Woodstock, which pissed me off, because that's my bull story. I had to go to my backup bull story, Apollo 13. I thought I'd play a joke on Barton. I thought I'd ring his doorbell and run. I forgot to run. Which would have been embarrassing, except I also forgot to ring the doorbell. That's 45 minutes I'll never get back. We live in an interesting neighborhood. We don't have a neighborhood crime watch program. We do have a neighborhood peeping Tom who helps out. Barton loves Judge Judy. Thinks she's hot. After every ruling, he yells, erection sustained. Barton's a big believer in conspiracies. He believed the government faked both the moon landing and his wife's orgasms. He and his wife recently renewed their wedding vows. Didn't go well. When she said, I do, he said, God damn it, not again. Their grandson has a lot of body piercings, nothing but metal, hanging all over his body. He works as a wind chime. I have a nice apartment, have a lot of nice plants. Some people would say mold. The haters. Not all audiences are as nice as y'all. A couple of Fridays ago, a guy was talking during my act, which pissed me off because he was talking in his sleep. A lot of comics do very well. A lot of comics make what they call f*** you money, enough money to tell the rest of the world f*** you. I'm currently making f*** me money. Everybody wants to do stand-up these days, and I give all the newcomers the same advice. Get the hell away from me. I was on America's Got Talent about 6 years ago, and Mel B of the Spice Girls did not like my jokes, which was disappointing because I wanted to open for her group. I could have been Old Spice. I was in a production of West Side Story. I played Alfred. I am blessed to be able to do stand-up at my age. There are problems from time to time. A couple of Saturdays ago, before I went on stage, I asked the club manager, how much time do I have? He said, can't be much. Yeah, it's, I'm easily confused. At my last show, I got confused and dropped the mic at the beginning of my act. You all have been very kind. Get home safely.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
That sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Tried so hard, and you laughed in my face 'cause you held the card.